Close to 100 people gathered in Bates Hall at the First Presbyterian Church for Crawford's second annual Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. One of the organizers was Cindy Hannon, and she talked about what the Day of Service is all about.
Today, we are celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy by having a Day of Service. Last year, Janice Grievous from the Presbyterian Church, who chairs up the Fish Interfaith Hospitality Network program here, it was her idea that Crawford should get involved in the Day of Service. And we started it last year, and we had five or six tables, and between 50 and 75 people came to participate. So we were worked a little harder, got a few more tables. We have about 10 tables this year. And this year, Janice Grievous happens to be our Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Award winner for Crawford. I'll tell you some of the tables that we have here. We have we're collecting for Raphael's Lifehouse. We're collecting baby diapers. We're decorating T-shirts, socks, and undershirts for Raphael's. We're decorating cloth bags that will have hygiene kits assembled for the women's shelter. We have a big station in the back where we're collecting food or assembling food into bags for the weekend backpack program from Community Food Bank. It is giving kids a whole weekend worth of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for Saturday and Sunday. We also have a station in the back that has, we're collecting and assembling house cleaning products for the women's shelter. There's also a little refrigerator magnet craft that goes along with that. We have a table that we've just completed, 100 sandwiches for St. Joseph's Social Services in Elizabeth. We also have a table for writing cards and letters to the troops, and even the children are coloring pictures to send to the troops who are away. We have a couple other crafts. We have a flower craft that's going along with a meal, with the Meals on Wheels program, and a finger puppet craft that is going to Children's Specialized Hospital. And yet there's another craft in the back that is going to the VA hospital.
At one of the tables, a group of children were gathered. Ashley Kyle was an adult volunteer supervising the activity.
We're making finger puppets for the children over at the Children's Specialized Hospital in Woodside.
Describe the puppets for the listeners.
They're little styrofoam hearts, and they have some googly eyes and feathers and marker decorations, and then they have little holes at the bottom to stick your fingers in so the kids can play with them and talk.
And these are then, like you say, going to go to Children's Specialized Hospital for the patients there to enjoy?
Yes, they are, for all the kids on the unit, and hopefully some of their staff will enjoy them as well over there.
The Day of Service was sponsored by Crawford's Interfaith Human Relations Committee and the Crawford Clergy Council. This is Bernie Weigenblast reporting for Crawford Radio.